The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We are living on the edge, and I'm nervous. We're the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Let me explain myself. I'm upset about the password changing that happens in corporate America. Uh-oh. Every 30 days, I got to change a password. I don't have that many words in my head to remember with
numbers.
And
that many variations that I can actually remember of a word.
And Automatic, you're making me nervous.
Well, because I like to live life on the edge, Dana, I'm going to let my password expire and see what happens when it expires.
Gosh, I don't know what happens.
What's going to happen is Automatic's going to rage quit when he can't figure out the password. That's what I do all the time. I hate like when I'm trying to update my password, I forget it. And then eventually you have to go like submit new password.
Yeah.
And then I submit a password that it's already been.
Oh,
ooh,
Anthony, that's the
that
worst.
That drives me up a wall.
Because I mean, I'm sorry. I know that, you know what? There's no hackers that are going to mess with me. I use kind of the same password every time.
I just use variations of the same phrase over and over.
Right.
And I mean, there's only so many exclamation marks you can put.
That's my thing, Automatic. They want some kind of, what is it?
Letters, numbers, and punctuation.
And capital letter, and I don't know what else. So what are you going to do? Are you doing this or not? Are we going to, because if you don't change the password today, you're making me nervous. I hate that you do everything so last minute. It really bothers me.
I don't need to live within the boundaries of corporate America. Okay, Dana?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? I'm serious.
I'm going to change it before the end of the day. Come
why
on.
Can't you just do it now? What? Why do you wait so that you know it makes me
because
nervous?
Because the man's not going to tell me what to do, okay?
The man.
They are going to tell me eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to hold off as far and as long as I can, okay?
In the grand scheme, the man is like, you know, corporate America. But honestly, it's Colin the engineer, and he's going to definitely tell you something.
That's the man that's going to
yeah,
say.
He's going to definitely
you,
tell us
you
something.
You should have changed his password yesterday, sir. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
First, we're going to start with National Bigwig Day, which is brought to you by the American Cancer Society, and they're encouraging people to donate those wigs for the cancer patients who have lost their hair.
Yes.
The goal this year is to raise $1 million on today. So more information on this on their Facebook, which is National Bigwig page on Facebook as well.
All right. Let's do it.
And we'll go right along next to one of the most hated and stinkiest vegetables of them all. It's National Eat Your Brussels Sprouts Day.
You better put some respect on Brussels sprouts.
Oh, you would be a Brussels sprout person.
Oh, I love me Brussels sprouts,
Automatic
too.
Loves them. He walks in, he's like, it stinks so good.
The only thing that smells worse in a microwave than salmon is Brussels sprouts.
Well, because you don't put Brussels sprouts in the microwave,
hey,
Anthony.
Hey, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, all right?
Sinner.
All right.
I'll eat a microwave Brussels sprout.
Well, then why don't you? Because I roast them and grill them. All right, what's next?
And we're going to celebrate coffee's younger and cooler cousin. It's National Hot Chocolate Day.
Oh, yeah. I think hot chocolate greater than cafecito.
Yeah.
I do. Of course, I have to have my coffee because of the caffeine.
You drink hot chocolate 5 times a year.
How is it
greater than coffee? You drink coffee every single day.
Hot chocolate tastes better, but it's higher in calories. It's got all the sugar in it, so... You know, you got to watch it.
Have you seen your coffee? It's basically a hot chocolate.
Okay, I do like my creamer with a little coffee, but chocolate is so good this time of year because it's cold and I just want to wrap myself up in a blankie and turn on the fireplace and sit in the snow
like
and watch
add
a movie.
I like to add stuff to mine too.
Ooh, marshmallows
that.
For sure.
I was thinking like Bailey's, but.
That's a whole different conversation.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of us in this studio has never been spanked. Now, before we reveal who it is, there was a conversation we had yesterday, and Anthony A. revealed the love his mother has for puzzles. But inside that conversation, Automatic, you noticed he said something. Take a listen.
The only time my mom ever used physical punishment was when my brother destroyed her 10,000-piece puzzle. She gave him a little spanking on the backside.
What did he do?
He was just being a curious young boy who stepped up on there and destroyed it. He got on the top of the table and just ruined the whole puzzle.
The puzzle part is interesting, but the fact that you said the only time he ever got spanked was for ruining the puzzle, that's the part that was the most interesting to me.
Also, your mother wasn't for corporal punishment. She wasn't about that.
No, not at all. She would just weaponize her guilt towards us.
And okay.
Which might be even stronger.
It was. Dude, you ever felt the cold shoulder from a Latina? Ooh, tough. I would have took a chongla over that any day.
I was going to say, the emotional trauma probably still weighs today.
The look of disappointment.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine now.
From
fine
your
now.
Mother. It's the worst. Okay, I was not spanked by my Nana or my Theo Frankie ever. Never did they lay a hand on me. And I went to go live with my mom later, and I did get spankings from my mom. And I'm not against spankings at all. But I will say, I was much more afraid of disappointing my grandmother and my uncle than any spanking ever made me feel fear. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. No, not at all, because I was way more afraid of my dad than I was afraid of disappointing anyone.
What do you mean automatic? Why?
My dad was we definitely, when you say corporal punishment, we were on that. That's where we were at. You
know, are we walking the line here?
It wasn't spankings. It was more like beatings.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
Did you ever get one of those, wait till your dad gets home?
That was every day.
Oh, those are the...
My mom weaponized that. She didn't use guilt. She weaponized... When your dad gets home, I'm telling him exactly what you said, exactly what you did, and then I would be scared.
But here's my argument to that. Then the spankings didn't work because...
No, they didn't. I mean, and obviously they it traumatized me because all these outbursts I have as an adult probably are linked to that.
Probably. Every time you're mad about the burnt toast or something, I'm like, what is going on with you? It's just toast. So anyway, that's why I don't really like spanking. I very rarely spanked my own children, and you know that. I have three beautiful daughters.
It was more like a pat on the butt.
Yeah, it's because my grandmother didn't spank me. I was afraid to disappoint her. I just wanted to just overachieve and make them proud.
And I was like, let's have a good time.
Yeah! Line two, good morning.
You people, I can't even with you people. This is Carl. I try to not listen, but then I tune in and you're talking about this subject, about spanking. And what's wrong with the country today is we don't hit our kids. These Gen Zs and Gen Xs or Gen Ps or whatever you want to call them, they're all punks because there's no accountability. I beat my kids with a belt before you liberals made that illegal.
Hold on, okay? Sir.
And I'm telling you, they grew up pretty good.
I do agree that structure and consequences start at home. I'm not so sure that we have the same views when it comes to how we approach that, sir.
Tough love, you're out of line.
We're going to agree to disagree. And thank you very much for the call, but we're going to move forward.
That guy's dad definitely beat him.
Automatic, I don't like that. I am not against spanking at all. I just revealed that I have spanked my daughters, but I think I feel this way because I was a much better child when I didn't get spankings because I believe that love is greater than hurting someone. And Automatic, you proved my point in the beginning of this conversation when you said my dad would beat me and then you'd do it again.
But that was the only thing I feared. No fear of anything else besides, I'd rather been arrested than go home to my dad.
Because you wanted the attention. My grandmother and my uncle paid so much attention to me. There was so much structure in my life that I didn't need any extra. You had a lot of siblings and you needed to get attention somehow. And kids figure out real quick, am I going to get attention doing bad things or good things? And then they're going to do whatever it takes to get it. And my grandmother and uncle gave me attention when I did good things. Oh, mija, you got all A's? Congratulations. Let me make you something to eat.
Well, it sounds like you're doing a lot of good things, so there's no reason to spank you.
Well, then I went to go live with my mom. Oh. And hey.
And then you became a 15-year-old mother and bride.
There you go. And we'll talk about that another day. Do you believe in spanking your kids? Did you get spanked when you were little? 877-730-DCS1. Call us up.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
One of the highest rated shows ever of all time is The Bachelor. Of course, it's back. And Grant Ellis, he's the star of the show this year. It seems like it's going to be a very sexy show.
I'm putting myself out there to meet my person, but I'm scared of making the wrong decision.
You did me dirty.
Sharing you with so many women, that's so unnatural to me.
I did not know how hard this is going to be.
DJ Automatic, you ran into him at the airport. Tell us what happened.
Well, so I didn't know who he was because I'm not watching the show every week.
Yeah, you're not their key demographic.
No,
but
not.
Anyway.
But so there's this couple that comes up to him. We're standing in line to get on the plane. Shout out to him. He flies Southwest as an A-list member as well.
Okay, all right.
We're standing to get on the plane, and this guy comes up to him with his girlfriend. He goes, man, you look a lot like The Bachelor. Are you The Bachelor? And he looks at him and goes, oh, I get that all the time, but it's not me. And then once I saw the picture, I was like, oh, that was for sure him. What a good guy.
Nice. Automatic, was he dreamy in person?
He was a very well-dressed, very well-groomed. I noticed him. I was like, that guy gets chicks.
I'm not going to say this guy is hot, but if I was Grant, I wouldn't be limiting it down just to one rose. All right, I'd be.
Why?
Come
Anthony
on.
A, he wants love.
What? He's
probably had a plethora of roses, Ant.
He's a 6'5", former basketball player with a successful career now. Come on, brother. Don't lock it down. Stay out there in the fields.
No, a dozen roses is lovely, but one rose is special. settle. You want to settle down. Why did you get married then, DJ Automatic, if you wanted a plethora of roses?
I didn't say I wanted. I said he had a plethora of roses, and that's why he settled down. And I,
well, how quickly
I can't relate like
script.
He does, but I'm sure because he's a lot better looking guy than I am. But
Dana, I love how you have, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I know you think your husband's the most attractive man out
Automatic
there.
Automatic is dreamy.
He's dreamy. Yeah, he's some people's dreams.
Not as dreamy as this guy.
Not as dreamy as Grant. Grant is everybody's dream. If he Grant is. Walked into my dream, I'd be like, ooh. I'm just a little disappointed. We need to do like a real bachelor for like average homies like myself. All right? Like just good 5'11", 6 foot, maybe depending on the shoes. Chubby guys, you know, normal guys. Normal guys.
Hold on. What would we call that show?
What would we call that show?
The Average.
I think they had a show called Average Joe already.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
A young boy turning 8 years old named James and his mom, Ashley, are at the park. And they're celebrating his birthday, and it's just them.
What?
So she's setting up the balloons, and she puts his cake out, and all of the strangers at the park notice.
I got a question. When you say it's just them, it's just literally just him and his mom.
It's just mom,
so
Ashley.
He doesn't have any friends or anything like that?
Okay. How old is the kid?
He's turning 8.
Okay.
And the reason I know all of this is because the mom took video. Obviously, you're taking video. You want memories for your child. She took video of the birthday party. But what happened that brought me to tears is that the people at the park notice, why is this little boy all by himself?
Oh.
Why does he not have any friends there? I cried watching this, and not from sadness, from happiness, because his little face just lit up. Listen to everyone singing him happy birthday.
All right. His name is James. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, you should see his face. You should see his
happy
face.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Oh, at this moment, his smile is just getting bigger and bigger.
Happy birthday to you.
And then the cheers, right? The cheers.
Happy birthday.
Oh my gosh, you have to watch this video. Go to our Instagram story. I believe Jesse Watt, our producer, has done some digging, and she could probably tag the mom, and we could just tell her to say happy birthday to James.
So did everyone get cake? Did everyone stick around?
Yeah,
or they
stuck
just
around.
Happy
no,
birthday?
They stuck around. Everybody, the kids played with James. I don't know the backstory of why they were alone, but having been a single mom myself, sometimes you're busy. You know, you don't have a lot of time for friends and after school programs and things like that. So oftentimes it was just me and my kids.
Shout out to all the single moms out there just making it work, making it happen.
And think about it. They're there having a fun time. She's not there feeling, you know, she's not feeling sorry for herself. She's taking her son to the park so he can play. It's his 8th birthday. They're going to celebrate, and the people around made it even more special by participating in
that. There's so much negativity swarming around the world now, so when you hear a positive story of strangers stepping up to do something that, you know, it doesn't cost you anything but your effort and time, it's a beautiful thing to hear them step up and make this kid's birthday.
Community still exists. That's what it is.
Oh, you know, we say it takes a village. It really does. So in this moment, I just want to say to everybody who did this for James, that little boy will never, ever forget this day, and if you need a little smile, it's going to bring you tears of joy, I promise.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.